Shabbat Shalom everyone, Shabbat Parashat Vayikra. In this week portion, we are starting a new book. Honestly, this year is a bit different because not only we're starting a new book, we're also going to read a special paragraph that's going to emphasize the memory of Amalek, the fight against Amalek. These are the things that we need to remember, how this nation, and we talked about it in the past, attacked for no reason. Started his rivalry against the people who just left Egypt and really had nothing to do with you. Wandering in the desert, a tribe, they didn't want to have a land. They weren't looking to conquer you. There wasn't any reason to start it, and they started anyway. And the book also represents the beginning of a long book, the book of Leviticus, that is going to deal mainly with the story of the temple, of the dwelling in the desert, and the story of vassals, just the tent of covenant. Many people ask this, and it's always a question. With all the stories that started in Genesis, in the book of Exodus, there's a lot of action. And right now is going to be basically a plan, an architect plan of how to build the tabernacle. We emphasize the importance of the tabernacle. We are praying for the next temple to come. And yet, in the five books of Moses, one would ask himself, how could it be that more than one book in half year and a half year is going to deal with so many details? Why is it so important to talk about it, to be, you know, dealing with all the different structures, notions, and vassals? I think there's a connection between the memory of what happens on reading the vassals and about the structure of the covenant tent and the story of remembering Amalek. And I want to point out by using a Bible. And so if you're listening to me on a podcast or you cannot look at this video right now, you will see, maybe you need to go and check in the Hebrew Bible, you will see something a bit different in the text in Hebrew. I don't know if you can see it correctly, I hope you do, but the first word that says Vayikra, it looks weird. Did you notice? There's the last letter, the letter Aleph, is smaller than the rest of the word and the rest of the printing. Did you notice? I hope you can see it, and it's a very interesting phenomenon. It happens several times in the Torah, and it's not a print typo, and it's not because there's no more a place to print. It's made there not by mistake. The difference between the word Vayikar and Vayikra is huge. Vayikar comes from the word random. Mikre, an act, a random act. Vayikra, he will read. He will call. Something very defined, very, very narrow. This is something with a goal, with a mission. It's a bigger question in the world today and in life is, what do people hold is the reality? Is everything is random, everything is diluted by chances, or there is a structure, there's destiny, there's a big plan. In the beginning of this book, when we're going to go into the mundane details of building a structure, we need to put this in our heart. The thing that you're dealing with are the things that matters the most. When you read about this in the weekly portion, when we're going to talk about it, when we're going to emphasize and we're going to go and learn the different subjects and vassals and plan, we will build these things to be in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. When you deal with something, you are dealing with it. When you care about anything, if it's your sports team, if it's your stock market, if it's your grandchildren, if it's your next trip to California, you are on top of it. You're reading, you're looking, you're scrolling, you're searching, you're looking for tips, you're looking for advice. You want to be involved. You want to embrace yourself in it. The temple, The tabernacle is so important. It needs to be part of our heart and our soul to the extent that we need to go through the process of learning the sheet and the plan and the program. It's the structure that represents the life and the world we exist. This is the house of the Lord. Yes, every detail makes sense. Every detail, there's a story behind it. And this is the difference between Vayikra to Vayikar. It's not random. The structure and the way it looks is not random. It's just another vessel. There's a big scope and plan. Work it, learn it, be part of it, understand it, and you will be embraced and in structure of what the meaning is. I think that's exactly the memory of Amalek. Amalek, as we said, is a mitzvah, is a command to remember. It's not because of the part of revenge that we need to pay for what they did to us then. It's about the understanding that the enemy was always there. And it's about the understanding that there is a notion of bad and evil. And we talked about what Amalek represents. And this evil is in the world. It's surround us. When we are going to deal with the holiness of the temple in front of it, that's the evil of Amalek. Remember that, embrace that, and understand that nothing is random. Everything is for a reason. Everything is planned. Everything is structured. We're going to start the journey of the book of Leviticus and embrace the moment, understanding we're going to deal with the book of life where everything is important, when nothing is random, and there's all part of a big scope of a bigger plan. And what happens in our notion, in our life, and in the desert, and in our holy life is also true about the enemy that lying outside. We need to remember it. Not like the book of Leviticus, Amalek only once a year, maybe twice a year when you're going to read it. That's the time of the year you need to emphasize on the enemy. Most of the time, we need to emphasize on the good, on the greatness, and the holiness of life. Wish you all Shabbat Shalom and welcome to the journey of the book of Leviticus.